This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, about that making money theme we've got going here, bad things happen when companies don't. And one reason companies don't make money is that the economic ground changes under them and they just can't keep up, or they miss the change entirely. Hello, Federal Express. As we mentioned yesterday, train wreck is not too strong a word for its most recent quarterly earnings. The company's been struggling with global uncertainty. There's been some manufacturing weakness, also a big falling out with Amazon. But really, as Marketplace's Justin Ho explains, this change has been a-coming.
It's not often that you hear a top executive of a public company talk about profits with this kind of language.
We are at the bottom. Our adjusted operating profit decline year over year is horrific.
That was FedEx Freight CEO John A. Smith on a conference call on Tuesday. Horrific profits are a far cry from FedEx's early days in the 70s and 80s when it led the industry with fast overnight delivery.
In this fast-moving, high-pressure, get-it-done-yesterday world, aren't you glad there's one company that can keep up with it all?
You got a deal? Good. I'm putting you down to deal with Dick. Dick, what's the deal with the deal? Are we dealing? We're dealing.
Back then, overnight delivery had a key requirement: airplanes. Dale Rogers is a professor of logistics at Arizona State University.
You had to get the stuff to the FedEx office by 5 o'clock. At 7, they'd put the planes in the air, and they'd be at the office before 10:30 in the morning.
Great model when businesses had to mail documents back and forth all the time. But now, e-commerce dominates shipping, and the bulk of that shipping happens on the ground. Satish Jindal at SJ Consulting says that's because shipping companies and retailers like Amazon are using warehouses to store goods closer to consumers,
such that they could do next day without necessarily putting everything in the air.
There's a lot of competition in ground shipping. And delivering bulky packages, especially to people's homes, is costly for delivery companies.
It will take time for them to build the network and get the density to lower the cost of that delivery.
FedEx says it's expanding home deliveries to 7 days a week. In the meantime, it's reducing its flight hours by 8%. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.